Next item on the agenda is Vincent Radley, 09-0725. Vacant.
Morning, Commissioner and gentlemen. Vincent Radley requests permission to install 8 dolphin clusters with lights to mark the dredge channel adjacent to his property at 6476 Fairview Drive, situated along the Potomac River in King George County. Okay, right here is the property. Right here is the Pascatwanzie Creek, which their pier right now goes over top of it, and that's the property right in that area. Again, showing right here in that area, right there, and there's Belvedere Beach down further upstream. Right here is the property, and here is the pier itself. Actually, the stream is not here anymore. It's actually moved, and it's right in this area right here right now, the mouth of it is. And what they want to do is put the 8 mooring clusters out this way. They already have a no permit necessary letter to dredge that area, 680 feet channel word, from their pier. This is their pier right there in a nice warm Virginia day. Right there also. Mr. Radley owns a Sea-Ray 480 with a draft around 4 feet. He has requested a permit to install the dolphin clusters to mark the proposed dredge, the dredge area, which he's going to dredge in the near future to a minus 6 feet. And since the dolphins itself are part of the pier, we consider that part of off the shore of Virginia. That's why it needs a permit, even though it's actually in the Potomac River in Maryland waters. Here's the drawings again. Again, like I showed you, this moves this way. Here's the pier itself and the cluster coming out this way. And here's another drawing. This comes off the original permit when he asked for the dredging as well as the mooring clusters. They had agreed to take the mooring clusters out to get the MPN for the dredging. We gave him the MPN letter for the dredging. Then in November, Mr. Radley and his agent, which is here today, requested that we reactivate that part, the cluster part of the permit itself, because Mr. Radley thinks it's a safety issue with him being able to bring his boat into the dredged area. Here again shows it. And is the mooring cluster also going to have lights on him by Coast Guard regulations? Shows the dredged area cross section. Again, that shows the picture of the pier right now. Neither the Department of Conservation or the Department of Environmental Quality nor Game and Inland have expressed any concerns with the project. The Virginia Marine Institute of Marine Sciences and the Shoreline Application Report acknowledges that dolphin clusters may be necessary for navigation as part of the proposed dredging project. In the same report, however, BIMS also state that not all water from property is conducive to navigation appropriate for deep draft boats or deep draft boat traffic. Right now, without the dredging, he's at about minus 3 feet at the edge of his pier. And like I said, he wants to dredge out to minus 6 feet. The navigable channel right out here is about 2.5 miles away from the end of his pier. Summary and recommendation. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned or regulated submerged lands, we consider, among other things, the water dependency and necessity for the proposed structures. The intended goal of this review is to limit the encroachment of structures to a minimum amount necessary to reasonably achieve the intended purpose and need. In this case, we believe the use of landmarks or range markers along with the boat's navigation system should be adequate to navigate the dredge channel in front of the Radley Pier. The elimination of the mooring piles will reduce potential adverse impacts to subaqueous bottom as well as address the general safety of the boating public and potential additional building materials entering the waterway during storm or ice events on the Potomac River. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the Codes of Virginia, staff is compelled to recommend denial of the application as proposed.
Questions of Mr. Bacon? Thank you, Dan. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes. Mr. Radley's here along with me.
Good afternoon. You testify as well?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Who's going first? State your name for the record, please, ma'am.
Karen Radley.
Tell us why you want what you want.
We would like these dolphins to mark the dredged entrance to the docking area on our on this dock, in order to provide a safe ingress and egress at all times of day and night.
Thank you. Dan, do you have any picture of or schematic of what it would look like or anything, or do you have any drawings or?
Thank you, drawing.
Yeah, I'm gonna test that. Thank you. Members of the commission, have any questions? Sir, did you want to be heard?
This is the site plan drawing. This shows the pier. And the extent of dredging goes about 680 feet to channel at the end of their dock now. It's a fairly narrow channel. Even though it's 40 feet, that's from the side slope of the dredge cut, the actual channel itself is 30 feet. So it is quite narrow. We ask for the bare minimum, you know, on the dredging portion of this application. So, you know, it's a tight channel, it's a long channel, and it's also in a very exposed area of the Potomac River. It's wide open, it's in the northwest, another 18 miles, and you've got a long fetch to the east. So during the storm condition, it's tough to try to navigate without having some kind of, you know, marking on that channel, and that's the reason for this request.
Sir, could you say your name?
I'm sorry, Craig Kalubinski with Bayshore Design.
Mr. Holland?
Tell me again how you're going to mark the poles, mark the ones so...
They'll be lighted in accordance with the Coast Guard.
Mr. Chairman, I would just ask if the applicant or their agent have any reaction to the staff's recommendation. I didn't know if that was something that you all had considered on the front end, that is some sort of range marking system, because if you establish range markers, then it's just a matter of alignment to use those as visual aids.
And certainly during the day, visual markers are helpful. However, we do use the boat in the evening hours as well, and visual markers in the evening aren't helpful. It's not possible to take a bearing on something on the land side that would be as helpful as the standards that would mark the edges of the dredging area.
There are two lights.
Certainly. And the lights would give you a direction between where you are and where the lights are. However, your angle of attack would be more well-defined with standards that were visual, marking the entire dredged area.
Was kind of visual angle of slope indicator on the side, but you have the present lens to help it out. But anyway,
yes,
I believe what we suggested in the past was if you have lights at different levels, and once they go right on top of each other, you have a straight access, you know, to the dock. Because we've had this kind of application before,
sure.
And I think that's what was suggested was to have a light system where, so if you're coming in an angle, you'll be able to tell, and then once you come around and one's on top of the other, you know, you have a straight shot to the dock. So, I mean, that's a suggestion if, depending on what the commission feels it needs to do.
Anyone in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the concern of the applicants. I think staff has outlined at least a recommendation that might be a reasonable solution, and that is a range marking alternative. And I would suggest that we deny this and encourage the applicants to try to develop some of those solutions rather than putting structures in the water that might be avoided through alternative marking systems.
Is there a second to that motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? I do understand.
Would a buoy type system be something to consider versus the dolphins?
I guess you could consider from an application perspective anything that you want to turn in to Habitat Management. Honestly, we're acting on this one today, but I'm sure staff will work with you to accept anything. But I'm not going to sit up here and at this point without evaluating everything thoroughly, and I don't make the decision to come and say, yeah, go ahead and do it, and everything will be fine. I can't do that. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. So if you wanted to get with staff, you've worked with us before a lot of different times, and we'll see what, I don't know. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Baker. Thank you, Ms. Radley.